in the realm of worship, let us lift up our hands tonight in his presence and give him worship. Praise. Let's appreciate the Lord for his love and his kindness. Just go ahead and begin to say something beautiful to the Lord tonight. Father, we give you praise. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Thank you for another time in your presence tonight. Thank you because it's going to be an awesome time in your presence, Father. We bless your name, our Father. We give you praise. We magnify your name, Jesus. We magnify your name, Jesus. We magnify your name, Jesus. Psalm 29, verse 1 and 2. It says, give unto the Lord all you mighty ones. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due to his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Shall we just lift up our hands tonight and say, Lord, here I am. Just to give you that the glory that is due unto your name. Here I am to magnify you. Here I am to sing of your love. Here I am to sing of your mercy. Here I am to speak of your grace. Here I am to speak of your faithfulness. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Don't just keep silent. Just go ahead and begin to give him praise tonight. From the bottom of your heart, appreciate the Lord. He has been good. He has been faithful. He has been awesome. It has been God all the while. Father, we magnify your name. We bless you, Jesus. We exalt you for whom you are. We are so, so thankful, Lord. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name, our Father. 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 As you worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Father, here I am. Here I am. Just to worship in the beauty of your holiness. Here I am. Just to worship in the beauty of your holiness. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You've been my all in all. You've been my source of strength. You've been my source of life. And I just want to worship you tonight. I just want to worship you tonight. I just want to bless your name tonight. I just want to exalt you for whom you are. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your hands in his presence and just magnify the name of the Lord Jesus. We give you praise. We give you praise, Jesus. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be lifted up. And that is why we are here in your presence. Just to speak of your mercy. Just to sing of your glory. Just to sing of your faithfulness. Just to say, Father, you are good. At every point in time, it has been you. Father, you are good. You are faithful. You are faithful. You are faithful. You are faithful. True in all, it has been you, O Lord. Father, we are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful. From the depth of our hearts, Father, we say, thank you, Jesus. 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 Our Father in heaven, we say, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. We hallow your name tonight. With one spirit, in one accord, Father, we hallow your name tonight. We hallow your name tonight, Jesus. We hallow your name tonight. We hallow your name tonight. We lift up your name, Jesus. We lift up your name, Jesus. In every sense of humility and reverence, Father, we worship you. We worship you. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We bless your name, King of glory. Hallowed be your name.
Oh, the majesty. Empty land and water lie
just give him praise. Give him praise, give him praise, give him praise. Worship him, just focus and worship him tonight. Come, we give him praise. We give him praise. It is by your mercy and your grace. It is by your mercy and your grace. We worship you, Jesus. We bless your name, Jesus. We give him praise, we give him praise. We give him praise, Jesus. To King of glory, you are worthy to the praise, you are worthy to the lifted, you are worthy to be magnified, you are worthy to be exalted, you are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy. We give to you, O Lord, the praise that only you deserve. We give to you, O Lord, all honor and majesty. We give to you, O Lord, we bless your name, we bless your name. We enthrone you with our praises tonight. We crown you with our praises, oh Lord. Just give him praise. Give him praise. Father, we worship you. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. You are highly lifted. You are highly magnified. You are highly magnified. You are highly magnified. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It says, for your loving kindness is better than life. My mouth will give you praise. It says, thus I will bless you while I live. And because I'm a living soul, Lord, I'm giving you praise tonight. Because your loving kindness is better than life. Father, I give you praise with the fruit of my lips. Ahead and give him praise with the fruit of your lips tonight. His word is the praise, worthy to be magnified. Come and give him praise, come and worship him. Father, we worship you in the beauty of your holiness with all reverence and with all humility. Oh Lord, we worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, God the Father. We worship you, God the Son. We worship you, God the Spirit. We bless your name forever and ever and ever. We give to you the glory that is due unto your name. With everything with us tonight, Father, we magnify your name. We magnify your name, Jesus. We magnify your name, Jesus. We magnify.
Jesus,
Lord, I call. of your praise. We sing of your mercy.
Every word of worship. one accord.
Lift up your hands and just praise.
Every praise, every praise is to our God.
Every praise, every praise,
every praise
is due to our God.
Of the week, but God deserves a praise. To Him alone we give the praise. Somebody lift up your hands and just give Him praise tonight. Every glory, every praise is due to our God, to our God. Every praise, Father, we praise you. Father, we worship you. We honor you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. To the one that is everlasting, on the everlasting throne, the immortal God, the invisible God, the ever-living God, we give you praise. We worship you. Blessed be your name, our Father. For in Jesus' name we have worshipped. Amen. If you want to take your seat, you can. If you want to stand up. But whatever position you want to take, you want to pray for the nations of the world, you have a piece of paper in your hand. If you want to sit down, sit down. If you want to remain standing, but I will advise you to sit down. Sit down, sit down. Sit down, but pray. Hello. Bible says, my house, Mark 11. What does it say? Verse 7. My house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. That's not verse, okay. It's not verse 7 then. Is it 17? Check 17. All right. Then he talked, saying to them, is it not written, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations? But you have made it what? A den of thieves. I think it was last week we prayed there. And you know, there was something my husband was saying in the house. We should just pray for the state governor. We should pray for the governments. Our roads are very bad. We should pray. In the house, we talk about it, we pray. When we met 2 weeks ago, we prayed. And suddenly, yesterday I was going around and I saw traffic. I said, what's causing traffic? They said they have started repairing roads. Praise God. Hallelujah. And they will do everywhere. God helping them in the name of Jesus. God answers prayers. That's the truth. When you're praying for a nation, you don't know who, where at that moment in that nation that God is reaching out to because of your prayer. Because of your prayer. So don't think that it's something that is insignificant that we do. Praying for the nations of the world, praying for people to get saved, praying for believers to grow. That's participating in God's agenda. That's becoming co-laborers with God. It's not until we declare 5 hours of intercession, 10 minutes, 15 minutes of doing this regularly has a way of affecting the people that we pray for. So tonight we're going to pray for that nation that is in your hand. I have Costa Rica. Even if you can't pronounce it, don't worry. Pronounce it anyhow. That's the name, the paper you have in your hand. Sometimes you see me trying to pick which one. As much as possible, I want to pick a nation that, when I'm praying, do you understand? Right here on the full piece, I have that privilege of choosing, but you don't have. But regardless, God knows. And anyhow you pronounce it, God hears. Can we give thanks to God for the people in that nation? Can you mention that name to Jesus, to the Father tonight? And just mention that name, the name of that country. Can you just mention it to God and say, Father, I come. I just want to thank you for men and women in Costa Rica. I just want to thank you for the nation of Costa Rica at this moment. Father, Lord, I thank you for the men, for the women, for young and old, for everyone, for every citizen, for every resident person in that country, for every inhabitant of that country. Father, Lord, because we know that you know them and you are interested in their lives. So, Father, I lift up my hands and I give you thanks for every man, for every woman in the nation of Costa Rica at this moment. I give you thanks and I give you praise. Thank you for your plan. Thank you for your purpose. Thank you for your interest, for your love, for every man, for every woman. I give you thanks, Father. We give you praise. We give you glory. Blessed be your name. Can we just pray tonight that as many that are yet to be saved in that nation, mentioning that they will come to the saving knowledge of Christ. Lord, I lift up every unbeliever, every man, every woman that is yet to know you, that is yet to be restored back to you, back to fellowship with you, Father. I pray for them that they will find Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for men and women, for young and old. Oh, Father, Lord God, that they will find you. They will respond. They will hear the gospel and they will respond in the name of the Lord Jesus. That household will be saved. Families will be saved. Men and women will come to the realization of your love for them in the nation of Costa Rica. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, I pray that you draw their hearts to you, Father. You will touch their hearts by your spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus, that these men and women, young and old, they will not perish, because you don't want any man to perish, but you want them to enjoy, to accept, to enjoy the eternal life that Christ has brought, that Christ has paid for. So Lord, I pray tonight that these men and women will come to believe, will come to accept the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross of Calvary for them. They will embrace your love and come to the kingdom in the name of Jesus and embrace the eternal life that is only in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for men and women, for young and old. Maki soto liabra mo sopa inkanimo kusuta liga ya boshinte legelebo soto ikalaboko subra ya moskali grehan, from the north to the south, from the east to the west, in the villages, in the towns, in the city, in the nation of Costa Rica. Thank you, Father, for reaching out, and snatching men and women from the brings of hell in the name of Jesus. Let's pray that their eyes will be opened, that their ears will be opened in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let's pray that their eyes will be opened. Bible says concerning the prodigal son, Bible says when he came to himself, he said, what is happening to me? He went back. Let's pray that men and women will come to themselves. Their eyes will be opened. Their ears will be opened. Their understanding will open to the gospel of our Lord Jesus, to the love of God for them in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, I pray that these men and women, these young and old, they will come to themselves. Their eyes will be open. Their understanding will open up to receive, to embrace your love in the name of the Lord Jesus. We come against hindrances. Can you pray tonight? We come against hindrances, spiritual, physical, and social, emotional, that may be hindering them. We come against such hindrances, such obstacles. We put them down tonight in the name of Jesus. Every obstacle, every hindrance stopping men from embracing the love of God, we come against you tonight. Principalities and powers holding and tying men down in bondage to you, Satan, we break your hold
over the lives of men and women in the name of Jesus. I break your hold over the lives of men and women in Costa Rica in the name of the Lord Jesus. Devil, Jesus paid the price for their salvation, and so you cannot hold them down. They're coming to realization of the love of God for them in the name of Jesus. And many are coming into the kingdom in the name of Jesus, even in the nation of Costa Rica, in the name of Jesus. Let's pray for evangelists, for missionaries that are reaching out to men and women in this nation. Let's pray. I pray for men and women, evangelists, especially people who are reaching out, for your servants reaching out in the city, in the town, in the villages, that Lord, they will be empowered by your spirit. They will be empowered to preach the word. They will be empowered to speak the truth accurately in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, for sending men and women, for trusting laborers into the harvest of souls in the nation of Costa Rica in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, for raising helpers, laborers in the nation of Costa Rica in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for trusting laborers into the harvest of men and women in Costa Rica in the name of Jesus. Blessed be your name, our Father. Can we say, Father, we draw men. I draw men into the kingdom of God in that nation. Mention that name. By the Spirit of God, I draw men, that men will be drawn. Men will be attracted to the love of God. Men will come into the kingdom in the name of the Lord Jesus. By your Spirit, we pray tonight that men and women will be drawn. They will be attracted. They will be pulled into the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we thank you. Lift up your hands and just thank him. 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 Father, Lord, we thank you. Father, Lord, we thank you. We give you praise. We worship you. Can we pray for churches in that nation? Can we pray for churches, for every congregation of believers in Christ Jesus in that nation? I want you to thank God for believers in that nation. Everywhere where they call upon the name of the Lord. Father, Lord, we want to thank you for the body of believers. I thank you for the body of believers in Costa Rica in the name of Jesus. In the city, in the towns, in the villages. Thank you for men and women who are followers of Christ in that nation. Thank you for their lives. Thank you for their salvation. Thank you for their homes, for their businesses, for all their affairs. I give you praise, Father. Oh, I give you praise, Father. Can we pray that these believers will keep growing in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, that they will not be stagnant in any way, in any form, that they will keep growing, they will keep maturing by the reason of the world, by the reason of the Spirit in their midst. They will keep growing, they will keep maturing, they will keep developing, and their lives will keep changing to be conformed to the image of the firstborn in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord, for believers, for the followers of Christ in Costa Rica. Thank you, Lord God, for every man, every woman, every young and old. Can we pray for them tonight that they will be strengthened in their faith, they will be strengthened in their love, in their hope, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let's speak for strength for them, strength to continue, strength to keep holding on, strength to keep following Jesus, strength to keep standing for the truth in the name of Jesus, regardless of all the obstacles, all the problems all around them, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, we pray. I pray for believers in Costa Rica in the name of the Lord Jesus, that they will be strengthened, Father, to follow you, to keep growing, to keep developing, to keep maturing in the faith and in the love of God in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear Father. Lord, I give you praise. Worship you, Father. You know, Jesus Christ said to Peter, he said, I have prayed for you that your faith will not fail. That's confidence in God. Trust that it will not fail. Can we lift up our hands and pray for believers in that nation that their faith will not fail? We don't know what they may be going through now. Let's pray that their faith will not fail. it will not fail in the name of the Lord Jesus. Regardless of the challenges they may be going through, Lord, I pray for believers in Costa Rica that their faith will not fail, that their confidence in you will not fail. Regardless of the obstacles, the challenges, the temptation, Lord God, thank you, Father. The same way you help Peter to be restored, we pray that men and women will be restored back to you, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Masotali bayamoskeli bayamashite ibrahosa telekele boskariga yamaka supra. Oh, thank you, Father, for believers, in the name of Jesus, that their faith will not fail. In the name of Jesus, thank you, dear Father. Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we give you glory. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter 5. All right. 1 Peter chapter 5. Look at verse 10. Pray. We're still praying for believers. He said, but may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and set you. Can we pray this for the believers in that nation you are representing? That whatsoever they may be going through, let's pray that God, who has called us, that after they have suffered a while, will perfect them, will establish them, will strengthen them, and settle them in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray this for the believers in Costa Rica in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask tonight, by your grace, by your grace, that you have called us to glory, not to shame, not to embarrassment. That Lord God, these believers, after they have suffered a while, they will experience perfection. You will establish them, you will strengthen them, and you will settle them in the name of the Lord Jesus. Spiritually, physically, financially, emotionally, they will be settled, they will be established in the name of Jesus. So he said, to him be the glory and the dominion forever. Lift up your hands and say, Father, we give you the glory. We give you the honor over the lives of your people in this nation. We bless your name. We worship you, Father. Blessed, 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 blessed be your name. We give you praise. We give you glory. We honor your name. We give you praise. We give you glory. Thank you, Father. Can you just pray to yourself? Say, Father, you know what you're going through. And say, Father, establish me. Strengthen me. Oh, Father, you know what you are going through. Say, Father, I have been going through this suffering for a while now. I asked for perfection, that you perfect, that you will establish me, you will strengthen, and you will settle me in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you glory. We honor your name.
You are glorious, so glorious. we ascribe the glory due to your name to you. Tell him, Father, you are glorious. Father, you are glorious. You are glorious. Father, you are glorious. Father, you are glorious. Father, you are glorious. You are so glorious in your ways. So glorious in your ways. Tell him you're glorious. So glorious in my life. Tell him you are glorious in my health. Tell him you're glorious in my life. So glorious, so good, so good, so marvelous. Oh, in your hands, Yahweh, Yahweh, let your voice and tell him,
you are good.
Yeah.
us our glory. We welcome you, glory. Oh, we welcome your glory. We welcome your glory. You are Jesus, our glory.
Everybody put your hands together and just praise him. Just praise him. Just praise him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sit down.
We will still worship, but let's... Senior pastor has been doing what he titled Upgrade. health and finance or prosperity upgrade. You know, while I was thinking about it tonight, it just occurred to me, I used to get mails a few times I've traveled. I will get maybe like 2 days to my journey. I'll get mails. I've gotten quite a number of them. There's a chance for me to upgrade from, okay, start, Sister Moji is shaking her head. To upgrade from economy class to business class or to first class. But each time I check the cost of upgrading, you are laughing. I say, hey. And they're not right there. Maybe I'm flying from a particular city to another city before I eventually get to Nigeria. The first time, it was almost Ofekoko Jemmy. I said, I can just upgrade with this. Then he said, no. From airport A to airport B, you upgrade with this amount. Then from B to C, you upgrade with this amount. I said, just for upgrade. It's sometimes times two or times three of what I've used to buy the old journey before. But when you consider the benefit of the upgrade, that you're going to go from economy class, where you are packed like Sandine. Well, you are the one that said that. And the luxury of the VIP or the business class. But something will check you. It's called your pockets. Can I afford that? Can I afford to put that kind of amount of money for the same flight? And you think, and do you understand what I'm saying? But that's for flights. You upgrade with money. And a lot of things in life, before you can get upgraded, you have to spend. If you want to get some clubs, they will tell you, you have to pay a certain amount of money before they can get you to enjoy that class. One of the ways of upgrading your health, primarily, thank God it's not going to cost me dollars or pounds sterling. It's so easy to upgrade your health. One of the ways you upgrade, when you're talking of upgrade, you're talking about increasing the quality, increasing the life quality. That's what it means to upgrade to something higher, so something better. One of the primary ways you can upgrade your health that is so, it's so simple that we miss it. It's so simple, but we miss it. God called a man of God's attention to something. He said, my people, this was several years back, he said, my people, when it comes to receiving from me, especially in the areas of health, they are not missing it in their believing. Listen and listen well. He said, my people are not missing it in the area of believing. So he said he has God. So where are they missing it? He said in the area of what they say. What they say. In the areas of what comes from their mouth. Confession. What they say and say and say and say and say again. So that's where they're missing it. And he now gave him a scripture, Mark 11:23, that is so common to us here. We read it off of Mark 11, look at verse 23. We're talking of upgrading your health. Mark 11:23. Or let's read from verse 20. Now in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Christ had caused the fig tree
like 24 hours before then. And Peter, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. For as surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. If you read, look at that chapter again, you find the word say several times and the word believe just once. If you're going to live the abundant life, quality life, 3 John 2, I wish above all things, beloved, that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. You must pay attention to what comes out of your mouth regularly. What you say and what you keep saying. It's not just what you say once in a while, but what you say. And a primary way of upgrading your life, your health, is through words. What you say, and you keep saying to yourself concerning your health. You can never live beyond or above what you keep saying to yourself when it comes to your health. You can't live beyond that. If you look at your life and how far you have lived well this year, if it's good, especially in the area of your health, if you have been just cruising along, enjoying God, check what you have been saying. You find out that you have been saying words that are in alignment with God, what God has said concerning your health. And if it's otherwise, check what you have been saying. Check what you have been saying. You cannot say, just, oh, I'm healed. Christ bore my sickness and cross. And after church, in your life, 24/7, you keep saying, something will kill somebody. It's expected at this age. I was with some people today, and I was trying to remember something. I'd forgotten. So that my friend said, so you too, you forget something, some things sometimes. I said, don't worry, I'll remember. I said, don't worry, I'm going to remember. I'm going to recollect. Another friend came in. She was trying to remember something too, to recollect something. And she forgot, said, hey, I just keep forgetting these days. I said, calm down. And you know what she said? Is it not expected that at this age, you start forgetting things? I said, no. Are you not going to live to 70, 80, 90? If you start forgetting at late 50s, what will not happen to you in your 80s, in your 90s? He said, it's true. I said, so tell yourself you're going to recollect. And I had forgotten something some minutes back. I actually had forgotten her own name. I was trying to remember her to mention to somebody else. I said, yes, I've gotten it. I said, I'm going to recollect. Proverbs 12:14. It says, a man will be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth. I want you to see those words. The fruit of his mouth. What do you use your mouth for? What do we use a mouth for? Why are you afraid? I'm not senior pastor now. What do you use the mouth for? For talking, for communicating. For talking. You talk. You say things. You are not deaf. You are not dumb. You talk. And he says, there's something they call the fruit of your mouth. the fruit of your mouth is like you sow seed by what you are saying. And fruits are going to come forth from those seeds. He said the fruit of a man's mouth will bring satisfaction. That's if you have been saying the right thing. The fruits are going to come. The fruits are going to come. There's no way you keep saying what God has said concerning your health that the fruit will not come. It's like you are sowing the seed. Each time you speak forth the word of God. By his stripes, I am healed. By his stripes, I was healed. By his stripes, by the stripes of Jesus, I was healed. You are releasing seed. Whether you feel like it or not, whether you understand, you are releasing seed. You are releasing words. I hope you know that words are not just words. Words created you. Words created everything that we see around us. And things around us, they respond to words. They respond to words. They respond to words. If they don't respond to words, those of you that you have vehicles, don't you talk to your vehicles?
Huh?
Don't you talk to your vehicles? Say, this vehicle, you will not kill me. You are talking to that vehicle. This vehicle, stop messing up. We talk to things. Why? Because they were made by words and they respond to words. So anything that is not hovering well, that is against God's plan and purpose in your body, they will respond. Because your body was made by words. God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. He said those words, and man was made. And everything about us came into existence. So everything within you that you cannot even see, they respond to what you say. So when you keep telling yourself, hey, I'm weak, I'm tired, I don't even understand. I don't know. This stress. Stress is killing people in Nigeria. You know, I can't say those words because I can't even imagine them. I can't formulate those words. What people say. But sometimes I hear what people say. But they think they are just expressing themselves, including believers. They think they are just talking. But they don't know that they are sowing seed that will bring forth fruit. It says, a man will be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth. So if you're going to upgrade your health, let it start from your mouth. You have been hearing about God's plan for you to be in health. God's plan for you to live your days out without sickness and without disease. Oh, they say cancer this, cancer that. Yes. It does. When we're talking about being in health, we're not saying that sickness has disappeared. Let me say that again. When we're talking about God's plan for you to be in health, I'm not saying, and Senior Pastor is not saying, and there's no more sickness around. No. In fact, it is increasing out there. But it does not negate the fact that Christ paid the price for us to live free of sickness and disease. So it's a matter of who you want to believe. And you can't say you believe what Christ has done, you believe what the Bible is saying, and you are saying otherwise. And your utterances, what you keep saying to yourself, they negate that. It's not going to work. So primary way of upgrading, one of the primary ways of upgrading your health, what you say and what you keep saying. And especially what you say continuously on purpose, intentionally. Mark chapter 5. And I will round up on that. What you say. I say, is it even possible to be in health? Is it possible that as one is growing older, that you not even have sick, one sickness or the other? That you not...
Mark chapter 5.
Let's take a look at that woman again. We call her the woman with the issue of blood. I hope you know that she didn't die with the issue of blood. Hello. Like some of you now, when you talk about Bartimaeus, what will you say? Blind Bartimaeus. He didn't remain blind. Glory to God. Glory to God. The woman, when we say the woman with the issue of blood, no, she got healed. That became her past. Though when we still refer to it, we say the woman with, but she wasn't, she didn't live all her life with the issue of blood. She got healed. Blind Bartimaeus was not blind Bartimaeus all his lifetime. He was once blind Bartimaeus until he met Christ. Hallelujah. Look at verse 22. 25. Now he said, now a certain woman had the flow of blood for 12 years and has suffered many things from many physicians. She has spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. Verse 27. But when she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garments. For she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. You know, when you read like this, it gives you the impression as if she just heard and she said, only heaven knows how many weeks or how many days or how many months that took her. And that's where we sometimes make mistakes as believers. Oh, you sometimes when you are reading some stories in the Bible, it spanned through years, several years. Sometimes several months. So we don't know how long this woman, after she had heard, give us Amplified Classic. You see, it's more detailed. And there was a woman who had had a flow of blood for 12 years and who had endured much suffering the hands of many physicians, and has spent all that she had and was no better, but instead grew worse. Okay. She heard the reports. She heard the reports. Only God knows how many reports she heard. But it wasn't just once. She had reports concerning Jesus, and she came up behind him in the throng and touched his garments. Next verse. For she kept saying, if I only touch his garments, I shall be restored to health. She kept saying, she had heard reports. She acted, she talked about what she had heard. And Bible says she kept saying to herself. And she said it so much that it prompted her to act on what she was saying. Saying. That word again. Whosoever shall believe and say, whoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into sea, and believes in his heart, and does not doubt that what she says shall come to pass, she shall have. Tell yourself, I shall have. What I keep saying, I shall have. For she kept saying, And this is where we miss it. We say some words for in church, it ends in church. We say some, even for some of us that we do confessions and all of that, we do it once a week, for 2 weeks, and we stop. The Bible says she kept saying. For how long will I say it? Till I get satisfied with the fruit of my mouth. Hello. Till I get what? Satisfied with the fruit of my mouth. You keep saying it. I was sharing with my husband, I read a testimony about a couple. That man in his 40s or 50s, he just developed arthritis. Very serious one. And the health kept going down to the extent that he couldn't go to work. The only thing he could do was move from his room to the sitting room, use the bathroom, and go to see his doctor. That was what he was able to do for 5 years. Then they got saved. Somebody invited them to church. They got saved. But he said they got saved and the situation still continued. Then they start hearing about healing, that God wants you to be in health. God wants you to be healed. Christ paid the price for your sin. He paid the price. They start hearing that. I said, they just got the messages and kept listening. They were reading. I think the woman said they got a particular devotion. And it was just going through it. And you know, a lot of those devotions that we use in church, you find at the end of it, you say confession. You read a particular scripture, they will tell some story, and at the end of it, you will find confession. That's releasing the word of God to work, saying. And that woman said, it was the woman that wrote the story on behalf of, wrote the testimony on behalf of her husband. He said, they just kept, you know, reading and kept putting the seed and saying. And they couldn't even say this was the particular day the man got up. They just found out that things just started changing. And the day that woman wrote that testimony, he said, for the first time in 5 years, my husband mowed the lawn in our yard. The person that couldn't walk around, I mean, to mow a lawn, that means you have to push the lawnmower. He said, the man mowed the lawn in our yard and is completely free. Just holding on to God's word and saying it. And saying it. Some of us, we don't speak wrong words, but we are not speaking enough of positive words. It still doesn't work. Just because you don't say, I'm sick, I'm tired, does not mean that you are saying what you are supposed to say. You are just a neutral chair. You are not saying positive, you are not saying negative, you are just neutral. Nothing is going to come. You have to be intentional. You have a situation in your body, you keep talking to it. You keep saying to it. You know, sometimes we have some issues that we can live with. We live with them. We have hospitals, like somebody told me years ago. He said, when I have malaria, I don't pray. He said, why should I bother God with malaria? A believer. He said, why should I bother God with malaria when I can easily just buy whatever, anti-malaria, and use? I laughed. I know there was no way I could convince that person otherwise, because what is not up here or here, don't waste your time arguing with some people. Just pray for them that their eyes will be opened, because what you are exposed to, they are not exposed to it, and they will only be able to operate by the level of the knowledge they have. So if you are arguing, don't you know the Bible says, they don't know. Is that why should I bother God? I don't pray. I just go and buy malaria. Okay, such a person, that a believer, something more terrible will not happen. We will not say, let us pray. It doesn't work like that. God in his mercy may reach out to that person, but such a person will not be able to reach out to God. And the most important thing God wants is for us to be able to reach out. He says healing is children's bread. For you to be able to reach out and take it and partake of it. The same way you partake, you just go to your kitchen and just take health. It's as simple as that. Just pray, believe, and just maintain your confession. You just find out that you find yourself
from glory to glory in health. Lift up your hands and just thank God that you can on your own upgrade your health, upgrade your life. It says, a man will be satisfied. Tell yourself, I will be satisfied with the fruits of my mouth. I will be satisfied. What I'm saying, they are coming to pass. What I'm saying, they are coming to pass. Have you been confessing God's word? Have you been saying God's word? I want you to tell yourself tonight, they are coming to pass. I shall see, I shall enjoy the fruits of my mouth. The fruits of my mouth, they are coming to pass in the name of Jesus. In a moment, just worship God. Just worship God. Give him praise because he's faithful. It's faithful. This word is true. It's what Jesus Christ said. It said, whosoever shall say, what have you been saying? I want you to know tonight that they are coming to pass because Jesus Christ said so. Jesus said so. Father, we thank you because you're a faithful God. Thank you, Lord, because you of this simple way that we can upgrade and keep upgrading our lives, our health. To live from glory to glory. I want you to say to yourself, I'm in health. And I'll keep being in health in the name of the Lord Jesus. I will keep being in health. Tell yourself, that thought of, hey, sudden this sickness. No sudden sickness. No sudden disease taking over my body. No, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I'm going to spend my days in health. I'm going to spend my days, my years in health. In health. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Open your mouth and speak. If you can't speak here, I wonder what you do at home. Open your mouth and speak. Say, I'm going to spend my days as I grow older. I am getting better in my health, in my physical body. I touch your body, my body. You are not quitting on me. You are not failing. No, my organs are functioning. My cells are functioning. My systems, they will keep functioning. And they will function and function well in the name of Jesus. I permit no sickness. I permit no disease in this body. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, because I shall have what I say. And I'm saying to myself tonight, I'm in health. I will live in health. I will spend my days in health. Regardless, I'm in health. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear Father. I'm in health. You know the Psalm 91 that we quote so much, that we refer to so much. You know it's all about confession. Do you know? Is it about what you say? Psalm 91. It says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall what? Abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The next verse says, I will say of the Lord. The every verse there is like, what to say? It says, I will say of the Lord, is my refuge, is my fortress, my God. In him I will trust. I will say of the Lord. And when I say surely, can we read together? Surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from perilous pestilence. He shall cover me. Are you tired? He shall cover me with his feathers, and under his wings I take refuge. His truth shall be my shield and my buckler. I shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at my side, and 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come near me. Hallelujah. Only with my eyes shall I look and see the reward of the wicked. Because I have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, my dwelling place. No evil shall befall me, nor shall any plague come near my dwelling. For it shall give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. In their hands they shall bear me up, lest I dash my foot against a stone. I shall tread upon the lion and the cobra. The young lion and the serpent I shall trample under my feet. Because I have set my love upon him, therefore he will deliver me. He will set me on high because I have known his name.
I will call upon him and he will answer me. He will be with me in trouble. He will deliver me and honor me. The last verse. With long life, he will satisfy me and show me his salvation. Said, with long life, he will satisfy me. I shall be satisfied. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. We give you praise. We receive your word. And we walk in the truth of this, in the light of this, all of our days. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Somebody clap your hands for Jesus. All right, can we have some prosperity upgrade? Are you set? So let's watch this before we close.
Eternal. So if I learn to honor him now, I will have a place in eternity and I'll be able to see him face to face one day and say, oh, this is the God I honor. I don't dishonor God in any way. So how do you honor God? Let's ask Jesus, who is from our Heavenly Father, who taught us a lot of things. And the Bible says that no one has ever seen God, but the one who is the begotten, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him. So let's get into how to honor God. There are this particular place I want to show you in the Bible that happened with Jesus. And we're going to read through it and then bring out the truth about honoring God. That's Matthew 15 from verse 1. Take a look at this. It says, then the scribes and Pharisees who are from Jerusalem came to Jesus saying, why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? But they do not wash their hands when they eat bread. He answered and said to them, why do you also transgress the commandment of God? Because of your tradition. For God commanded, saying, honor your father and your mother, and he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. But you say, whoever says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me, say, give to God, they need not honor his father or mother. Thus you have made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition. Hypocrite. Well, did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, now listen to this. These people draw near to me with their mouth, and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in vain they worship me, taking as doctrines the commandment of men. Interesting. You know, these elders of the Jews and the religious leaders came to Jesus, came to Jerusalem, and they were shocked that Jesus was not eating, with their hands washed. It is their tradition to wash their hands and do all those things, and they really highly value it. But Jesus' disciples didn't wash their hands, so they began to accuse Jesus that why is he breaking tradition of the elders? And Jesus actually looked at it. He said, look at verse 2. Why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread. Now they value their elders. They honor their elders. And then they do those things. But Jesus began to question the real motive of their lives. He said, yeah, you look as if you are honoring the elders, but do you really honor the word of God? He said, you are putting the word of God, tradition of the elders, above God. Then Christ now gave an instance. And he says, the Bible says, honor your father and your mother. But then he now said, the elders said the tradition that if you just tell your mom and dad that whatever you should give them, you have given to God, then you have done what's right. Jesus said, no. He said, Bible says, honor your father and your mother. So honor is a premium thing to God and to the Heavenly Father. And now said, they don't honor their parents. And he now jumped to, let's now go down to the next verse. Look at verse 7 now. Jesus now said, hypocrite, well does I prophesy about you, saying, these people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. So if you're going to honor God, don't do it only with your lips. Oh, you can sing sweet songs to God. You can talk highly about God. But your heart is not in it. Your devotion is not in it. Your commitment is not in it. When it comes to commitment, you are nowhere to be found with God. You are not given to God enough to practice what he says. Oh, yeah, that's it. He said, these people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in vain they worship me, taking as doctrines the commandment of men. So our teaching, our explanation, our truth that we receive, they honor God by far than just our lips. You see, what you store in your heart, what you believe in your heart, has much more effect on your honor of God than just what you say with your mouth. Anybody can say sweet things to God. Anybody can give a kind of outlandish statement to God. God is great. God is wonderful. But now we will see whether we obey him or not, whether we do his word or not. So if I'm going to honor God indeed from my heart, I must value his words above human traditions. I cannot be teaching human traditions and be teaching human things in church and say we are honoring God. You know, you can't be giving secular philosophy in church and giving all these ideas about life that are not rooted in the word of God. That church, those people, that group is not honoring God. You see, look at it again. He says, and in vain they worship me, taking as doctrines the commandment of men. Do the things we teach in church, the things we learn, the books we read, do they actually come from the word of God? Are they commandment of God, or they're just commandment of men? A lot of them are dramatically opposite to God. You know, can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? So to honor God is to not follow human ideas, but to actually, with all our heart, commit ourselves to doing what he has said and revealed to us in his word. Jesus said, love one another. If you really honor God, you will do that. You won't just pay God a lip service. You're going to do it, and you never do it. Jesus gave one parable to these Pharisees one time, and these elders. He said, you know, a man has two sons. He called one, he said, go out and go and walk. And he said, Dad, I'm not going. He went back, he did it. Second one says, I'll go, Dad. He never went. He said, who obeyed? You know, you can say everything sweet about God, it doesn't matter. You can get up in church, do all kinds of praise and worship, and lift up your hands and sing. But if your heart is not with God, and your heart does not treasure his truth and his word, you are not honoring him. So number one, we honor God when our worship is based upon his own commandment and his own truth. We're not doing our own thing. We're not saying our own words. We're not coming from you can say something to somebody that you can say you are welcome, but inside you are saying, get lost. You know? So God wants your heart just more than your mouth. So please, speak sweet words to him, but back up those words with your actions of honoring him by keeping his commandment. Let's find another way we can also honor God. I love this. It's in the Bible, in the Old Testament, chapter 3, book of Proverbs, verse 9 and verse 10. Take a look at this. Look at what it says. It says, honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruit of all your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vat will overflow with new wine. You know, we usually quote this verse when we're talking about giving offerings, giving our substance to God. But I want you to see something deeper than just having the plenty and the overflow with new wine. I want you to see the root of it. It says, honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruit of your increase. So it's not just only giving to just sow seed. It's more than that. It's also honoring our Heavenly Father. He's respecting him. We are putting value on him. And as you put value on him, we can say, actually, oh, you are my God. You are my strength. You are my light. I depend on you. You are my source of existence. That's honoring God. If you honor God only with your mouth, and you don't show your substance, your possessions, said, honor the Lord with your possessions. Like now, how do you honor your parent? You just don't say, mom, you are dad, you are greatest. As you start working and start making some things, you reserve something for them, give them some kind of gift, give them some blessing. You give them honorarium. So you give God to honorarium as honoring God. And when you do that, Bible says that it will fill your vat with plenty. But more than that, what will happen when you honor God with your substance? Let's go to chapter 4, Genesis. It's beautiful. Take a look at this in chapter 4, verse 1. Now, Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain, and said, I've acquired a man from the Lord. Next verse says, then she bore again this time another brother, Abel. Now, Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. Process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering to the fruit of the ground to the Lord. Abel also brought of the firstborn of the first flock, of their fat, The Lord respected Abel and his offering. He did not respect Cain and his offering. And Cain was very angry and his countenance fell. Notice something. God respected Abel and his offering. Wow. So God respects people who honor him. He even told Eli in the Bible, said, those who honor me, I will honor them. So God will honor you as you honor him. As you honor him with your substance, as you honor him with your heart, he will honor you. He will respect you. Bible says, God respect. Look at it again. God, look at verse 4. Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat. The Lord respected Abel and his offering. See, he brought the fat. He brought the best. And God respected Abel and his offering. So your offering can also bring respect to you, even before the Lord. Then he said, also, Cain did not have respect for Cain. Look at it. He did not respect Cain and his offering. So respectability comes from God when you honor him highly. Let's start honoring God with our heart, not just with our lips alone. And we should honor God by obeying his commandment and also by honoring him by our substance, our possessions. And we do things for people. We give to God. We give to his house. We give to his people. We give to people and outside world just because we honor him enough. Honoring God must be the basis of our giving. Thank you for listening.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I hope it was clear. Did you hear it very well? How do we honor God? How? Everybody's talking. Number one, by honoring God's word. That's the first thing. Honoring God is honoring his word. The second is what? Honoring him with your possession. Sometimes when we give, we think we're just contributing. Just where I grew up, they would say, Igba ore. That's the offering bag. Just drop it. No. But every act, when you're giving your tithe, whether it's online or you're giving cash, you are honoring the Lord. You are honoring him because he said, bring tithes and offering to the house. And you are acting on that. It's because you respect him. You respect the Lord. When you are giving to the poor, helping the needy and all of that, see it that is honor to the Lord. And something comes out of honoring the Lord. He said, whoever honors me, I will honor. Whoever, whether young or old, man or woman, if you honor the Lord. So honor is coming your way. Huh? Honor is coming your way. Big time. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's rise to our feet as we close. You may not feel it, but you have been upgraded tonight. You have been upgraded. Quality of life is improving. It's getting better. And your finances, your prosperity, they're getting better in the name of Jesus. Bible says faith comes by what? By hearing, and hearing by the word. Lift up your hands and just give him thanks tonight. Thank you, Father, for this few hours spent in your presence. Thank you. Thank you. We have honored you with our worship tonight. We have honored you from our heart tonight. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We have come. We've left everything just to be here. Because your word says you are seeking for true worshipers, for those who worship you in spirit and in truth. Lift up your hands and say, Father, I worship you. I honor you. You are the most important in my life. You are my ultimate, Father. No one can take your place in my life. No one. No one. No one. No one. Nothing. And I give you ultimate worship, ultimate value and respect. I respect you, my Father. I honor you, my Father.
and I'm going to do what you see. I'm going to follow you. Whether it's convenient or not, whether I feel like doing it or not, I'm going to follow you. Follow you. Follow you, Father. In my finance, in my health, in my family, I'm going to follow you. I'm going to honor you. I live my life to honor you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I give you praise, Father. Even as we live here, give him praise. I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise. Worship you, Father. I want us to just take a look at that. My husband quoted 1 Samuel. I started reading 1 Samuel. Okay, I got to 1 Samuel a couple of days, you know. And it's just been amazing looking at God. That God will come down to our level in relating with us. It's just mind-blowing for me. It's just too much for me. Look at what he said. And that's 1 Samuel. No, okay, in 1 Samuel, when he was talking about Eli. Eli and the two sons of Eli, they were misbehaving. They were misbehaving, and God warned their father. But the father couldn't do anything to the children. He couldn't do anything. He couldn't restrain his children. But God said to him, he said, you have honored your children more than me. Look at verse 30, 1 Samuel chapter 2. Okay, let's read from verse 27. Sorry, I just want this to sink to us as we go home, talking about honoring the Lord. He said, then a man of God came to Eli and said to him, thus says the Lord, did I not clearly reveal myself to the house of your father when they were in Egypt? In Pharaoh's house? Did I not choose him out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest, to offer upon my altar, to burn incense, and to wear an ephod before me? And did I not give to the house of your father all the offerings of the children of Israel made by fire? Why did you kick at my sacrifice and my offering, which I have commanded in my dwelling place, and honor your sons more than me? So make yourself fat with the best of all the offerings of Israel, my people. Verse 30. Therefore, the Lord God of Israel says, I said indeed that your house and the house of your father will walk before me forever. But now, the Lord says, far be it from me. For those who honor me, I will honor. And those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed. And God gave the judgments. Look at verse 31. He said, behold, the days are coming that I will cut off your arm and the arm of your father's house, so that there will not be an old man in your house. And you will see an enemy in my dwelling place, despite all the good which God does for Israel. That is, God will be doing good for other people. He's still in Israel. He says, and there shall not be an old man in your house forever. And you know, that went down his generations. Generations. People that didn't know about what their grandfather did, they became victims because of one man's who dishonor. But do you not know, if you look in reverse about David, because of David's respect and honor for God, God said to him, no matter what your children will do, that will not cease to be a man on that throne in the name of David. Make your choice. Is it that you would honor God and keep honoring him? If the Lord tarries, down the generations, your children, your grandchildren will keep getting. Young people here, let me say to you, please honor God. Honor God. You're a teenager, everybody is doing whatever they want to do. But you have decided to follow God. Follow him with all your heart. Follow him with your heart. Follow. You will not know the amount of troubles and evil that you will escape
challenges, the hurts, the problems that you will escape just because you have decided to honor God. And for us adults, let's keep honoring God. Don't get tired. There's reward. He said, for whosoever honor me, I will honor. When you decide as a husband that I'm going to honor God in this marriage, honor will come to you. As a wife, I'm going to honor God. Not because my husband is perfect. You are honoring God because it's unto the Lord. Father, Lord, we thank you. We give you praise because you are a loving God, gracious God, merciful God. In any way that we might have heard that we have made mistakes, we ask you, Father, that you have mercy upon us here tonight. In the name of Jesus. In any way, anybody, any of us, we have dishonored you because of convenience, because of what others have done or they're doing. And we have despised you. And we ask that you forgive us and you will cleanse us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Even as we honor you, say you will honor us. Lord, we thank you. Jesus Christ said, all of you, you look for honor among yourselves. But I look up to God for honor. Lord, we look up to you for honor. The one that can only come from you. Thank you for men and women here tonight who have been following you. Who have despised the shame, the embarrassment of following you. Who have sacrificed so much just to follow you. Thank you for the honor that is due them at this moment. Thank you. We ask for a release. I agree with them. For that honor to come into their lives, into their families, into their businesses. Blessed be your name, our Father. As we go home, we go in your strength. Thank you for this wonderful weekend for each and every one of us. We bless you, our Father. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Thank you for coming. See you on Sunday. First service, second service, third service. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.